Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When United Airlines Captain Ed Palacio took off from Chicago in an Airbus A320, he expected it to be just another routine flight. Now, Ed's been flying for a long time, and he once described the Airbus to me as an airplane which is so computerized it can practically fly itself. That flight, however, was to become one which Ed will never forget. When the plane climbed to about 6,000 feet or 1,900 meters, there was an explosion in one of the massive Pratt & Whitney jet engines, and the control panel of that Airbus lit up like a Christmas tree, red lights all over the place. An engine had ingested some loose pieces of metal, and it was history. That meant big trouble, because the Airbus is a 2-engine aircraft. Ed immediately thought about birds, because if by some fluke the aircraft had hit a flock of birds, both engines theoretically could go out. At an altitude of 35,000 feet or more, the Airbus can glide for a long ways, perhaps up to 90 miles. But at that lower altitude, he wasn't sure they could glide far enough to get back to the airfield from which they had just come. "Did your hands get sweaty?" I asked Ed as he related the experience quite calmly. "No," he said. "I didn't have time to even think about it. I was completely occupied mentally stabilizing the plane." Before Ed started flying the Airbus, he had put in thousands of hours flying, and then for several weeks he had been in the flight simulator where pilots learn to instinctively handle emergencies just as this. But flying a simulator on the ground is one thing, and having the lives of nearly 80 people in your hands when an engine blows up is quite another matter. With Ed, though, it was no big deal at all. His training and experience immediately kicked into high gear as he brought the plane back to Chicago and landed as routinely as though he had perfectly executed a script. "Ed, what'd you think about when that engine blew up?" I asked him. "I didn't have time to think," he said. "I just reacted instinctively." Was it emotional for him? Perhaps surprisingly, it was not. "Emotions will mislead you," he said. Now, Ed has something going for him that gives him an inside edge, a confidence that makes a difference in a difficult situation. You see, Ed is a committed Christian. Having grown up in Latin America, he knows Spanish as well as I know English. In his spare time, which isn't very much, Ed produces Pautas para Vivir, which is now heard on more than 100 stations in North and South America. He's also active in his church. He lives what he believes. He added, "As Christians, we need to operate that way as well. You don't find your faith in a crisis," he said. "You already have it." Our conversation about acting instinctively in an emergency made me think of the way many people relate to God or ignore Him most of the time, thinking that at the last minute, they'll get things squared away spiritually. It's called deathbed conversions, when like the thief on the cross who cried out at the last minute, they'll get right with God. "But I'll have my fun now," they think. The mistake is believing you'll have plenty of time later on. Matthew Henry used to say, "Deathbed conversions are seldom true. True conversions are seldom made on the deathbed." The Bible stresses the importance of now, of living for God today, of being on good terms with Him, so when the emergency comes, you act instinctively, knowing He's with you. No wonder those passengers applauded as Ed safely landed the plane. I applaud him, too. There's never quite enough time when I chat with you on Guidelines. If today's program, though, has spoken to a need that you have in your life, may I suggest first, go to Psalm 18 in the Old Testament and read it in light of what you're facing. That's Psalm 18. Then enter God's stronghold. I'm Harold Sala. You've just heard Guidelines for Living.